Colombian musician Cesar Lopez had a moment of inspiration in 2003. After witnessing the aftermath of a bloody terrorist attack in the Colombian capital, Bogotá, he and his friends reacted to the violence in the only way they knew, by playing music to show their support for the victims and call for an end to the bloodshed.
Estábamos llegando a cantar justo al lado del...
We were arriving at the Club Nogal to sing just after the car bomb had gone off. A soldier tried to stop us, and I noticed that he held his gun the same way that I hold my guitar, yet both objects have totally different meanings.
An idea was born, and the first Scopetara was produced a few months later. The word Scopetara is a hybrid of the Spanish word Scopeta, meaning rifle, and Guitarra, meaning guitar.
The Escopetara is a symbol of peace, a symbol of transformation. Technically speaking, it's an AK-47, one of 10,000 rifles dropped from a helicopter into Colombia, then used by paramilitaries and rebels, and which now has been transformed into a guitar.
After years of witnessing Colombia's bloody civil war, Lopez decided to take weapons that had been used by guerrilla and paramilitary groups in Colombia's conflict and turn them into something positive. The rifles are provided by the Colombian authorities. Once the firing components are removed, the weapon becomes incapable of firing anymore.
It's more than just an object. We've gone out into the streets to work with people. Otherwise, it would just be a relic in a museum. In reality, it's a tool that's very much alive, used every day to transform the reality of people.
In Colombia, the instrument strikes a chord with former child soldiers and victims of the conflict, rehabilitating demobilized soldiers scarred by violence and desperation is key in Colombia's efforts to establish peace within its borders. The Scopetara is a metaphor for the process. Lopez tells me that it has a great impact on demobilized fighters.
How, for example, a young guy who'd been in war saw the Escopetara and identified with that guitar. He understood that just like the object, he lived his life at the service of war, and just like the guitar, he was undergoing transformation, forming a family and starting a new job.
Last year, Colombia's oldest rebel army handed over 7,000 weapons as part of a peace process with the Colombian government. Lopez was invited to sing with the Scopetara to mark the occasion.
It
was a transcendental moment for me. We'd worked so long for this. We'd spent 20 years traveling to different corners of the country, asking for the end of the war. And at that very moment, in June 2017, we were witnessing the handing in of weapons, the silencing of those rifles.
El silencio de los fusiles.
A pelear otra guerra perdida de la humanidad.
Despite the optimism of that moment, López believes his work is far from over.
Es que hay una labor que hay que hacer ahora en el ser humano, ¿no?
There's work to be done inside each of us. We need to work on forgiveness, on reconciliation, on undermining the war mindset we've become used to. To change that way of thinking and learn a new way. That's the aim of my music now. It will no longer be about the battles, bombs, bullets, or helicopters, but rather how to learn, how to understand our differences, to work with people that once made war.
Desde la economía, desde el Estado, desde la autoridad.
Nosotros lo portamos con orgullo, transformado en una guitarra, y vamos por el mundo diciendo que Colombia es exportador de iniciativas de paz.
More than an instrument of peace, López tells me he now sees the Scopetara as a symbol of the metamorphosis he hopes Colombia will undergo. For Radio France International, I'm Emily Wright in Bogotá, Colombia.
Esta es la canción que canto para sanar las heridas que la vida trae. Y esta es la canción que canto para perdonar, pedir perdón y perdonarme.
Thank you. canción que canto para perdonar, pedir perdón.